It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. Charlotte School of Law students will graduate tomorrow. Many wondered if this day would ever come, not because law school is so tough, but because it wasn't clear whether the for-profit school would still exist after the Department of Education yanked its federal loan money in December. But Charlotte School of Law is still fighting to stay open, and its graduating class will soon be preparing for the bar and trying not to let the school's troubles hurt their career prospects. Margaret Kojak is one of those soon-to-be graduates. Unlike many of her classmates, she's got a job locked in. She owns her own tax preparation and business consulting company and wants a law degree to expand its services. We spoke to her as exam week was winding down. So how are you feeling? You're about to graduate.
I am feeling really good, really accomplished, a little nervous about the bar exam, but excited.
Yeah. When do you take the bar?
End of July.
So what have the last few months been like for you?
Awful. No. They've been very stressful. As you can imagine, law school is pretty stressful anyway. No one enters into law school thinking that it's going to be easy. So certainly I didn't have that expectation. But when you get told in November that you're on the ABA is, you know, messing with your accreditation or you're on probation, and then you take your final exam that semester, and literally a day later, you're told that the school's not getting their funding, panic ensues, and then there's all of that going on. It's been hard, you know. You're prepared for the academic struggle and the stress on your brain, but you forget that the stress on your body, and so just not being able to make ends meet. There are kids who are homeless. There are at least two people I know that were living in a car. There are...
You mean two other students?
Two students who were living out of their cars. I know that people have been going to crisis ministries, thank God for them, helping them find ways to pay for some bills. People have been really struggling to make ends meet, and that adds a level of stress that's just unimaginable when you start law school. You just don't think that that's going to happen.
Kojak was able to make ends meet, but she went through nearly all of her savings. Just before we talked to her, she got a notice that her federal loan for this semester is indeed coming through. The school was able to negotiate that for many students, but not all, due to timing. They'll have to take out institutional loans through the school. So what's Kojak's plan after graduation?
I'm just going to add different things to my company as it exists now. I excel at writing, and I really enjoy contracts, and I'm really bizarre because I love taxes. And everything about them. I love to do audits, and I'm excited to be able to represent my clients in audits if they get audited. So I have a niche that's already there.
Are you worried about the quality of your degree?
No. No, absolutely not. I didn't walk into Charlotte School of Law thinking it was Yale. I mean, you know, I had certainly you expect that it's ABA accredited, that it's going to be funded by the DOE as represented. And certainly there are representations as far as being able to get jobs and employment statistics that you look into. But I knew that it wasn't the greatest of schools, but I knew I needed a JD. I knew I needed to sit for the bar and pass the bar and become an attorney. And nothing has really changed there. I went to school. I will graduate. I will study really hard for the bar. And I hope to pass it the first time and then be an attorney.
Kojak isn't worried about the Charlotte School of Law name hurting her career, but she does have a plan for when people see the degree hanging on her wall.
I changed my middle name on my degree. On my diploma, it will read Margaret Danger Kojak.
Danger?
Mm-hmm. If I'm going to hang it, I don't want that reaction. I don't want people to tilt their, you know, the sympathetic head tilt and the, oh, how was that? I'd rather someone look at it and go, wait, is your middle name Danger? And then I have a funny little story that I can tell them. But, you know, it changes the narrative. So it's less about the school and more about me.
You know, coming at the end of your time there, graduating this weekend, the culmination of all your hard work, how are you going to look back at your time at Charlotte School of Law?
I think if you ask any attorney or you tell someone that you're going to go to law school, most people will tell you, oh, no. I don't think anybody looks back at law school and says, oh my gosh, that was the most fun. I mean, it's been very stressful, but I think that's the nature of the school. I will look back on it. I've made some really great lifelong friends. I've had some professors who really challenged me. this one semester is not going to taint the others. I just think that it's been a unique experience, and certainly advocating for the students and advocating for myself has taught me a great deal. So I'm going to look back on it and I'll be okay.
Margaret Kojak, I should say Margaret Danger Kojak. Really, we appreciate you taking the time. And
absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Kojak plans to graduate from Charlotte School of Law tomorrow. You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.